And good morning. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. My name's Peter Apathy. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's time for our morning interview. We have a very special guest, a very familiar face here in Sitka. Mr. Don Cinetti is back once again for Whale Fest. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was really excited when I saw on the schedule that you were coming in today and I would get to speak with you.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for coming. You're going to start off. You brought your banjo and you're going to start off with a song for us.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Yankee whalemen. Rant and we'll roar on deck and below. Until we see gay head on old Martha's Vineyard. Straight up the channel to New Bedford we'd go. Farewell to the gals of old Takahana. Farewell to the maidens afar off Maui. Let you be jolly, don't be melancholy. Can't marry you all or on Chokey I'd be. We'll rant and we'll roar like true Yankee whalemen. Rant and we'll roar on deck and below. Until we sight gay head on old Martha's Vineyard. Straight up the channel to New Bedford we'd go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
There are a lot of place names in that song. Lots of traveling.
Lots of traveling.
Yeah, lots of traveling. And traveling is how you ended up coming to Sitka in the first place, right?
Indeed.
You met Jan Straley. You were telling this story earlier.
Yes.
If you could repeat that one for our audience, that would be great.
Oh, I'd love to, Peter, because I think it's a neat story, too. And both Jan and I were at a festival in Hawaii called Whales Alive. And that festival was headed for a few years, nothing like Whale Fest. But anyway, Jan was doing a program about her humpback whale research, and I was performing. And she said, Don, I'd really like to bring you up to Sitka for our Whale Fest. That was going to be the second year of it that she was referring to. And I said, I'd love to come up. I've been a youngster, and that was a long time ago, Peter. I had an interest and desire to come to Alaska, and I said, what a wonderful vehicle this is going to be to come, and I did, and here we are today.
Well, I remember bringing my kids to see you long, long time ago, and as always, we'd love to have you back. Now, you're here to do many, many things, not just sing. That's what, when I always think of you, that's what I think of first, but you're here doing lots of other things. You're headed for some schools tomorrow, is that correct?
That's correct.
What do you have on your agenda for tomorrow?
Yes, it's great. Tomorrow we're going to be going to the Baranoff School, and we've been there many times over the years, and we do kind of a neat program. The kids seem to have fun doing it, and they learn, and music will be part of it. But we do some wet lab things, and kind of get the kids at that age even interested and aware of ways of learning. We do one experiment to illustrate the different types of feeding techniques by baleen whales and toothed whales. And then we do another one that is really fun that shows how effective blubber is for cetaceans. And the kids love it because they're literally getting their hands wet in the process, but learning at the same time.
Nice.
And we do the music and a good time.
Super. So you're at Baranoff. You're visiting many other places here in town this week.
Yes.
And before the Whale Fest even starts, so you've got some art programs going on as well. Is that right?
That's right. We, as you know, Perry, I love to include art and what I do. And we'll be doing other youth groups and as well as seniors. So we get all spectrums of the age group with our programs, and look forward to that. And of course, performing at the festival, the final event of the festival, as you know.
Right, and you also perform throughout the festival. I'm looking at the schedule today. There's a reception that starts. That starts on the 6th. That's on Thursday. There's a film festival, which is something I'm not very familiar with, but that's also going on that evening. One of your events that, of course, I remember you always performing at is the Monthly Grind.
Yes.
So do you have anything in particular planned for that that we can share?
I might do some more of that song I just did, and then probably maybe a banjo piece. I've done that before, and folks really love to hear the five string banjo. But I tend to make a decisions not the last moment, but just about.
Writing a set list ahead of time is not your thing.
Not my thing.
Well, could you estimate what's your musical bibliography, if you will? How many tunes could you pull out at any given time?
A lot of people have asked me that. In some cold winter day back in Connecticut, I think maybe I'll take a crack at that. And because I've been doing this a long time, Peter. And besides the nautical things that people associate with me so much, I did grow up in that folk revival era. Mm-hmm. And so many wonderful songs from there, from groups like the Weavers, and I do a lot of that. And as a matter of fact, when I go into places like the assisted living places, and even the groups with the kids, I like to include some of those wonderful songs. They are great.
Well, I know you make sure to include all ages. You've got a couple of. We talked earlier about you going to Baranoff, but you've also got plans to go to the Pioneer Home, and also to the Senior Center.
Yes.
Is that something that's been part of your tradition coming here every year?
We've been going over to Pioneer Home, and that's a great gathering, Peter. It's almost worth coming over to see because we get in that common room in the senior center, and they'll bring the kids in from the daycare. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful for everybody. I think the seniors really enjoy having the kids there. And it's good for the kids to be around the seniors. And besides that, we do some of the other youth-orientated programs. A great story. I hope we have time. I'll make it quick. But we were performing for a young group, and I started talking. I was going to do a song, The Garden Song, which I know you know. Peter. Yep. Wonderful song. Dave Mallett wrote it, of course. And at the end of it, I was talking with these kids. These were little kids. And I said, geez, I'm curious. Up here in Sitka, do any of you have greenhouses? And the hands went up. And this girl said, my house is yellow. And then my house is blue. Then all around the room. So
you have to be careful what you ask these kids sometimes.
Sure. And my dear friend Dave Moore says, it's the first time we ever saw terror in my face.
That's a good one. I hope you're treated a little better this time, but it makes for a good story, and it's always fun to work
with the kids. It's a great story, and I love to share it. And kids are, remember, you're too young, Peter, but Art Linkletter, the late Art Linkletter.
Oh, I remember that show.
Do you?
Oh, you bet.
Kids say the darndest
thing. They absolutely do, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm not quite that young. but thank you anyway. So we're out of time. Thank you so much for sharing yourself, sharing your music, sharing your art, sharing your attitude, the history. We always love having you here in town. Don Cinetti has been my guest today. He will be here all week long, mostly performing and helping out in the schools and other locations around town for the first half of the week, and then moving on to participating in the Whale Fest, which starts on Thursday. Lots of events coming up. The Grind is on Friday. There's a banquet on Saturday. If you need any more information on the Whale Fest, you can go to sitkawhalefest.org. And that's it for today. Thank you, Don, so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you all week long.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.